Me and my friend Milo.
If you're the parent of a young child or a child yourself, you might recognize this voice.
We're the best of friends.
That's 11-year-old Charlie Ibsen as the leapfrog toy Scout the Dog. Well, San Francisco Chronicle writer Peter Hartlob has made it his mission to track down the real people behind the voices of his children's toys. He calls this the Talking Toy Project, and Peter Hartlob joins us to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
How did you start on this adventure to track down the voices behind your kids' toys?
I think it went way back. I remember probably 20 years ago when I found out that the voice of Bart Simpson was actually a grown woman. I started to get suspicious every time I heard an animated character. And then my children started getting talking toys as gifts. And, you know, they love the talking toys. If it was up to me, I would have just, you know, whittled all of their toys from logs in the backyard. I didn't want anything talking in my house except me and my wife and my kids. But they got the toys and they loved them, and that suspicion continued.
And you ultimately, starting with Scout the Dog, this green floppy-eared dog, track down the voice who's inside Scout, and you find it's Charlie Ibsen, 11 years old.
And I have always thought that they were all 45-year-old women. And then to find out that he was actually a kid was a surprise for me.
Well, Scout the Dog can be programmed to say your kid's name, favorite food or animal in Charlie's voice, which means he has to go in and record those names, right?
Yeah, and I went in and he was recording, I think, Rush and Dylan.
Let's listen. We have some audio from that recording session when he's recording these names.
All right, we're going to do Dylan, then we're going to do Rush. Ready?
Yep. Dylan?
Perfect. Nice to meet you.
Dylan?
That was the winner, Charlie.
Rush?
Good.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah, he was in one take, Charlie. They're all in awe of him. He's like a rock star when he walks into Leapfrog.
Well, Peter, you have tracked down the voice of Scout the Dog, so that's one checked off your list. Who else are you trying to find? What other voices inside your kids' toys?
The next one I've got is the Fridge Farm magnetic animal set, Tad the Frog, who I have located. That's going to be the next one that I do. She's in Los Angeles. I'm planning on a road trip.
Okay, now you've brought the Fridge Farm magnetic animal set there with you into the studio in San Francisco. Can we hear it?
Yes, here you go.
Hi, I'm Farmer Tad. Listen to my banjo.
Okay, so you're going to meet her. Who else is on your list?
I've got Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
Oh, wow.
Repulse at last.
You think that's a real person behind there?
I do. I'm betting they don't look like Robert Downey Jr. it could be a woman. It could be anything.
Okay, so anybody else on your list of voices you need to find?
Yeah, this is the Radio Flyer Retro Rocket.
All systems go, Retro. We're looking good. 3, 2, 1, welcome!
I just envision this guy with huge deltoids and Retro Rocket, and I know I'm going to be just completely shocked when I find out who it really is.
And as someone who works in radio, let me tell you, you may be sorely disappointed.
Who knows? It could be anybody. That's what's part of the fun of this.
Well, Peter Hartlob, good luck on your quest. Sounds fun.
Thank you so much.
Peter Hartlob is the pop culture critic at the San Francisco Chronicle. He writes the parenting blog The Poop, and he's spending this year tracking down the voices behind his children's talking toys.
Me and my friend Milo. We like to do everything together. Let's jump up and down. Jump, jump, jump. Let's wag our tails. Wiggle, wiggle, waggle. Let's snuggle up. Snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. Me and my pal, Milo. We're the best of friends.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.